Now we're just going to dig a little deeper into some of the signs that you might see. And the first one is petechial hemorrhages. Now remember what I said, there has to be pressure so the jugular is occluded and the carotid is still pumping. So petechial hemorrhages is a progression. And typically we're looking on the face, they can occur anywhere from the neck and above. So anywhere on the face, in the ears, behind the ears, on the scalp, okay, in the eyes, the eyelids, in the back palate of the mouth, petechial hemorrhages. So you have to do good observation in all of those areas. As petechial hemorrhages progress to sclera hemorrhages or blood red eyes, you will see this progression, and it starts out as what we call venous congestion. So it's just a spot of a bunch of veins that appear dilated, and it looks like there's a faint yellow under it. Venous congestion. That will progress to petechial hemorrhages and sclera hemorrhages. So you just have to look. The good news is, maybe only 20% of all strangulation patients will have the sclera hemorrhages. So you just have to look good. You're going to have to look at the nine gazes of the eyes. Open, up, down, left, right, to the left, to the right, up and down. Most patients cannot look down because when they do, the upper lid goes down. So you are going to help them with that. Hold the upper lip up. Some people will use a Q-tip and roll it. That's a nice way so that you can see any petechial hemorrhages in the cup of that lid. So you have to look in the lid too. Take good pictures because this is good evidence.